The bipartisan legislation would establish a federal commission to investigate the U.S. government's role in Indian boarding school systems, an era that began during the 1800s. The measure would also lead to more research into the school's effect on Native American communities and help identify pathways to healing from the cultural genocide critics of the schools say the institutions were designed to commit. Late last year, the U.S. Senate passed the measure, but the House of Representatives has yet to do so. During an annual State of Wisconsin Tribes speech to the Wisconsin legislature, St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin chairman Thomas Fowler spoke about the topic. He urged the Republican-controlled state body to encourage the GOP-controlled House to act on the bill, calling it critical for Native communities.
The tragedy of boarding schools requires remembrance so that the spirits of our ancestors are not lost or forgotten. We have a duty to afford them dignity and respect, to address the loss they suffered, oftentimes while being alone.
Fowler says he's not trying to criticize all of today's non-Indian politicians for what happened in the past.
I recognize that not all the people in this room are responsible for those detrimental past policies, but each of us have an opportunity and, quite frankly, an obligation to ensure that history never repeats itself.
The U.S. Catholic bishops have wanted representation on the Boarding Schools Commission. The bishops say that healing and reconciliation are only possible if all parties are involved. St. Croix Chairman Fowler also called on the Wisconsin legislature to support additional state policies expanding Native American education and legalizing medical marijuana. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Quernbach.